We say that the world is like a programmed algorithm of numbers. It's like in computers, we have two numbers through which, two digits through which, whose variation can provide us so many things. Actually, numbers are one feature of reality. In philosophy, there's a whole question: do numbers exist? Do numbers exist? What do you mean by that? I can say that there's a count. Okay, there's one apple, two apples, three apples. So I can say these apples are three. But so three is a count which I give to these apples. Or say I can say there are 75 of you over here. 75 is a count I give to you. But does 75 exist as an entity in nature, separate from a count ascribed to someone, or from a concept in our brain? You getting my question? This is a serious philosophical question, and actually in the materialistic worldview, the existence of numbers itself is a very complicated question. So having said that, as far as the world being programmed, so numbers are, whether numbers themselves are a foundational reality, distinct reality, apart from a count ascribed by a conscious observer. You say, all of your 75 maybe exist, maybe 75, there might be 75 apples in a big basket. But unless there's somebody who's going to count it, is 75 as a number existing independent of a conscious observer? No, the conscious observer will observe and assign a count. So the conscious observer is a fundamental reality required to process numbers. So numbers themselves cannot be the foundation of reality. Is this point clear? So now let me complete this point. Now with respect to the algorithmic, so computers can do a lot of things, but computers cannot experience emotions. Well, a computer may defeat a chess grandmaster, but a chess grandmaster will be depressed. But the computer will not be jumping in joy. Computer doesn't even understand that I won. When I say, okay, I defeated you, the computer does not experience the excitement of playing, the thrill, the suspense of what is going to happen next, and the joy of winning. It doesn't experience anything. So, the experience, consciousness is a non-numerical reality. In fact, numbers get a reality because of consciousness. So, having said that, now going from the point of algorithm or a program, is this world programmed by God? Even if we don't consider numbers, but otherwise is it programmed? Kari-karana-kartrutve hetu-kartrutve-richyate purusha-sukha-dukkhana bhoktrutve hetu-richyate. Krishna says that this world is programmed in terms of causes and effects. The person does A, the result B will be there. Somebody does this, this result will be there. But which cause we choose to actuate, that is up to us. If we choose a particular path, a particular result will come. Like say if I come to a crossroad, then if I take this turn, I will go here. If I take that turn, I'll go there. So the road is designed. So in that sense, there is some programming. But which turn I choose on that road, that is up to me. So the programming is in terms of the overall terrain, the overall trajectory. But which turn I take within that terrain and the trajectory, that is up to me. So in that sense, if we use the word programming to say that we don't have free will, that is not true. We do have free will. Based on our past use of free will, a past use or misuse of free will, we may be pushed towards particular directions. An alcoholic may be pushed towards drinking. But an alcoholic can choose also not to drink. So in that sense, we could say that our body and mind are like programmed machines. But we ourselves are distinct from the body and the mind. And we can choose to accept the programming and go along with it, or we can choose to resist and change the programming. I may be a short-tempered person, and that's my brain wiring. I just explode when things go wrong. But I have a capacity to change myself. It's gradual, it's incremental, but it's definitely possible. So in that sense, our bodies are programmed machines, but we ourselves are the possessors of those machines and we can reprogram those machines. Does that answer your question?
Why the numbers like P and Y